From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Darryl C. Murphy. Welcome to Consider This from Boston. Diana, I need to start this off with an apology because I had every intention on making the annual Makers event, but I was sick because the previous day I got my booster and I was just in no condition to party and socialize the next day. So I am so sorry.
I know you missed you, but you were letting the antibodies do their work. So next year, you'll have to come.
Yeah, it's on my calendar now. So, you know, and I heard it was a pretty good time. I heard you got to do a little performing as well.
Yeah, so, you know, the night started with a beautiful pole dance performance. We had the poet do a great reading. And then Lily Rose Valour, drag performer and trans activist, came up and did like some splits and acrobatics, worked the crowd. And then my husband and I also became part of the act. And we tried to just not let Lily Rose down.
That sounds like a lot of fun, for real. For the people who don't know, people listening, you know, what we're talking about is the annual Makers event that celebrates the artists and the culture in the region, you know, who kind of help us see the beauty around us. And I'm here talking with arts and culture editor Diana Bell about the series in which they're celebrated. So, Diana, before we get into it, can you tell me what's unique about the art scene here in the Boston region? Because I think people need to get an understanding of that first before we talk about the Makers.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm actually not from Boston myself. I'm a transplant. I came from North Carolina. You know, when you first arrive here as a transplant, I think it can kind of feel like all these sometimes true stereotypes about the city being kind of like hard to penetrate. But then the longer you're here, you start to see past some of that, and you see, especially, you know, whether you're walking through a neighborhood and you see a stunning mural and you are like, who painted this? And then you just look it up and you're like, oh, wow, that person lives in Alston or Brighton or whatever it might be. And so I think that's something that's so beautiful about Boston. And the longer I'm here, the more I see, and the longer I get to work with my amazing team on the arts and culture team at WBUR, the more I learn from them. And yeah, there's so much here.
So, Diana, you had this event last week celebrating the Makers, but, you know, take us back and tell me about the process for coming up with this list.
Yeah, so the Makers is a series that celebrates artists of color in and around Boston, this, you know, Massachusetts. And this year we profiled all 15 artists on air with 15 radio stories, three a day across Morning Edition, Radio Boston, and All Things Considered. And we had 15 profiles online. We had a photo shoot with photographer OJ Slaughter. We had Jesse Costa and Robin Lubbock, the WBUR photographers, go into the studios and the creative spaces of these artists to capture them in their element. And we also had a videographer going into the studio as well to capture all of this. So it's all online on WBUR.org, and you can listen to it all there, see it all there. And then this year was the first time we did a public nomination form. We really wanted to hear from the community who they have their eyes on, who they think the change makers are in their communities. And so we received over 140 nominations. So many amazing people creating such great work, and we narrowed it down to 30 after looking at, you know, their portfolios, websites, what the nominations said about the artist. And then with a panel comprised of four members from last year's cohort of artists, we narrowed it down to the 15.
That's really cool, keeping the previous cohorts involved. I like that.
Yeah, I think it's important to, like, media can be like a monolith, but we're not the ultimate sayers. We just have a platform to elevate. And so that's what we try to do.
Right. Well, and that also kind of challenges this idea of journalism being so transactional. You know, you drop in, you get what you need, and you leave. You know, that's keeping the relationship going. And that's showing people that you appreciate their input. You know what I mean? You're not just there to talk to them one time and highlight them one time. You really respect them as experts in what they do. What exactly do you look for when considering an artist?
Yeah, so we look at where they are in their practice. Are they early career? Are they late career? Have they been making work recently? What are they doing in the community? That's a really important aspect of the series. It's, you know, how are you not just taking your practice to make your creation, whatever it might be, what are you doing for the community too? Are you, you know, creating space so that other folks can come and also create beauty?
Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool that you consider that because, you know, when you look at a lot of art scenes that are thriving and doing well, people uplifting each other is always a part of that. But let's get down to business. There's 15 artists this year. Give us a sampling of some of these artists.
Yeah, so this year, the cohort, their art forms were extremely diverse. We had Jay Shia, a motorcycle artist, and not only does she restore and rehab motorcycles, which is cool and amazing, she builds these kind of moving sculptures. They have, like, you might see a motorcycle from afar, but then you go up in close in person and you're like seeing, I don't know, like musical instruments and stuff that are built the bike. And then we also have podcaster Harley Takagi Kaner. They create the Penumbra podcast, and it's just this cool neo-noir sci-fi adventure on Mars and
yeah,
a real focus
out
on representation.
Cool. And each artist was profiled by a different journalist. So, you know, of the 15 profiles, which were you most drawn to?
You know, I cannot choose a favorite because all of the artists are so unique and they view the world in such interesting ways. And while I wasn't interviewing the artists myself, I got to hear them in these interviews and radio stories and read their words. And I just was moved by every piece. And so I can't pick a favorite at all.
So this is the third installment of the Maker series, and it went under a different name in previous years. It was the Artery 25. Talk to me about the reason for the name change.
Yeah, so in approaching the series this year, we just wanted to think through how we were presenting the artist. It's a lot of work goes into making a feature, a radio feature, goes into making a podcast like this.
This is true.
And so we kind of just were thinking through how can we do this so that we can make this series reflect what we are trying to do with this. So we, you know, we wanted to showcase all artists equally, whether that was on air, online, social media, whatever. And so we decided we were going to do 15 radio stories as opposed to just 5 in the previous years.
Yeah. And Diana, I want to play a quick clip from WBUR arts and culture producer Arielle Gray, who emceed the Makers event last week. You know, she was talking about what it means to be a maker.
So what goes into the act of making something? It takes vulnerability. It takes courage. It takes a willingness to fail and to fall. And for many of us artists of color, it takes a willingness to go up against the systems that would rather keep us silent. But most of all, as our former editor Maria Garcia would say, it's all about making meaning. These 15 artists, arts administrators, and creatives of color are carving out their own way forward. And in doing so, they're creating places of belonging, not just for themselves, but also for their communities.
Big shout out to former arts and culture editor Maria Garcia there. Diana, when can people start submitting artists for next year's consideration?
So we're going to take a minute to bask in the beauty of this series, and then we're going to start looking toward next year, and probably sometime in early spring, we'll get another nomination form out there. But in the meantime, feel free to tweet at us at WBUR Artery, A-R-T-E-R-Y, and let us know, who should we be looking at?
All right, folks, get on that. So, Diana, thank you so much for coming by and talking to us, you know, and putting us on to all these amazing people. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Daryl.
That's WBUR Arts and Culture Editor Diana Bell. And right now we're going to take a quick break, but stick around for a little bit more on The Makers. All this week, we're going to highlight a few artists featured in the Maker series and the experiences of the reporters who brought their stories to air. Today, we're going to kick it off with WBUR podcast producer Quincy Walters, who profiled Harley Takagi Kaner, creator of the Penumbra podcast.
Hello there. My name is Quincy Walters. I'm a producer in WBUR's podcast department. And my maker's name is Harley Takagi Kaner. And they are the creator of something called the Penumbra podcast.
Ah, good evening, traveler. Welcome to the Penumbra.
Under that podcast, there are two wildly different stories that are told. There's one about a private eye detective, and it takes place on Mars in the future. And the other story that's told, that's sort of unrelated, takes place in sort of a time of antiquity where there are knights and magic and monsters and witches. And despite them being sort of different narratives, Harley says that both of those stories manage to reflect sort of who they are and who they want to be. But not only that, they hope that the podcasts reflect what society could be.
If we don't believe that we can make things better, then we won't.
For instance, in 2020 with the Black Lives Matter protests, and, you know, this was a year when Black people were being killed by law enforcement, it seemed like every other week or so.
We realized knights are cops. The show completely changed after that. And a lot of our main characters left being knights because they didn't want to participate in that system anymore, which was directly reflective of the fact that we didn't want to participate in that system anymore.
Half of our conversation was talking about producing a podcast, which I thought was, you know, pretty unique to be able to connect in that way. There were a lot of similarities, I guess, in terms of talking about sort of the work that you want to put out and how it might relate to your audience and sort of how much sway should your audience have in the stories that you want to tell. I think that kind of just is an example of, I don't want it to sound like too soapboxy or cheesy, but, you know, sort of how podcasting works, and that if you have a story to tell or stories to tell that matter to you, that will also matter to someone else.
For more coverage of this year's Makers, visit WBUR.org. And that's all for today. This episode was produced by Franny Monahan. Our show is mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vikas. Our editor is Ben Brock Johnson. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, you're a podcast listener, right? Would you like this show, along with all of WBUR's best news stories of the day about Boston and the region, all in a podcast feed? I suggest you search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe. You'll be able to find just a local segment of Consider This, plus our best coverage in business, tech, politics, education, and arts and culture, all in one place. Search WBUR News in your podcast app and hit subscribe.